Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. I hope you're getting ready for an amazing Thanksgiving with those you love. Of course, we've got listener questions headed your way today, including great questions about planning a last-minute trip this year between Christmas and New Year's. Can you pull it off? Is this the year to do that? Also, when to start planning your 2021 trip, ideally some benchmarks to get those plans going. And which park has the best Christmas loops? That's a tough one. And many more questions headed your way. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Thank you to all of our amazing guests during 2020. Thanks for your patience, for your understanding, and for your kindness. And if you'd like to plan your vacation to get out there and have some fun, just drop by themagicforless.com. As you do that holiday shopping this Christmas season, please use our Amazon affiliate link as often as you can. Just bookmark it on all your devices, and it's one extra click, and it's a free way to support the show. So just click through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And again, a huge thank you. We're so grateful for each and every one of our patrons. You're carrying the load while travel is a bit slow, and I thank you so much for that. If you'd like to become a patron to get some extra content in your week, like Mike in the Midwest, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1804 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you and happy pre-Turkey Day here in the United States of America. We are getting ready to answer your listener questions and have a good time talking Disney. And I'll just tell you what, this podcast is approved to listen to as you, well, it's too late. If you didn't thaw the bird by now, you're probably in bad shape. That's happened before in this house, not in this house, but in our household. And it was not a pretty sight. That was a nerve-wracking Thanksgiving. So hopefully the bird is thawed, but maybe you're getting up early to throw it in the oven. Maybe you are preparing the dressing balls that are a tradition here in the Rallman household, getting the cranberries ready, whatever it is, and whoever you're celebrating with. Let's get ready for an awesome Thanksgiving. We got a lot to be thankful for, so just take us with you. But turn the show off and spend some time with friends and family tomorrow. But let us be with you as you prepare for the big day. So joining me today, she is freshly returned from Walt Disney World. All the holiday festivities, Universal as well. Down there with the team from the Magic for Less Travel, we have Pam Forrester. Pam, happy Thanksgiving a day early.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm excited to be back doing the podcast. I will not say I'm excited to be back in Pennsylvania, but I am excited to be back home. But I had such a fantastic time. I'm looking forward to getting to share my experiences. The holidays are different and in some ways better. I will just say that. And it just felt so good to be there. I've been there a few times since it's reopened. Each time I'm reminded of why I go there so often. It feels like home. It's probably the most normal thing I have done since all this started in March. Every time I'm there, I feel that way. It's the most normal thing I do. So,
right. I mean, for those of us that are, you know, very fortunate to get to go down to Walt Disney World, maybe, you know, annually or maybe a couple times a year. And we have that comfort level of what it's like to, I think we all have those feelings of seeing the castle at the Magic Kingdom as you stroll down Main Street USA. That's what we always talk about. But, you know, just like those sensory things, like, you know, maybe going on Pirates and having the smells, or just the familiarity of how the attraction unfolds, or, you know, going through Carousel of Progress and just that comfortable story. You could almost recite the lines, but like you're there, you're in your comfort level. You know, we have to wear masks now. We have to socially distance. But there is a comfort level. And I don't know if you've seen this, Pam, because I know you've been busy since you got back. But have you seen the new Disney commercial that's, it's aimed at us, right? Now, I'm not just talking about you and I. I'm talking about everybody listening to our show. Because what have we been doing for over a decade? We have the countdown ticker. Remember back on the V Bulletin days, we had that little scroll at the bottom that, you know, you could modify like your little, it was like a hand that would move, you know, from left to right as you got closer to your trip. I have this many days. I have a theme. I mean, that's basically what that commercial that's airing here, you know, at the end of 2020 celebrates, you know, the countdown, the excitement to your next Disney vacation.
It is. And I think, first of all, I think it was made just for me. Because the first time I saw it, I cried. I mean, and each time I've been back, as I walk down Main Street, I absolutely get a tear in my eye. I will say this without, I mean, I'm not embarrassed about it because it's just, the feelings are there. It's raw. It's real. And each time I'm there, I see something that just, it just makes me really get in touch with the emotions that I get when I'm there in particular, or when I'm traveling in general. And I'll share, when we were down there, we were in Disney Springs of all places, and the tree was up, and they're actually doing snow around the tree this year at night. And I sat there, there was a bench there sort of by the tree, it was sort of off to the side, and I could see the tree, and I could see the snow, and the lights were on and everything. And there were little kids dancing together. There was a grandfather who was showing, it was with his granddaughter clearly, and they were catching the soap snowflakes, you know.
Yep.
Yes, they were. And there were people, you know, everyone that comes past the tree is stopping and looking at it. They're looking at the snow. And it truly brought tears to my eyes because it is all these little moments that we have with the people that we love that I felt like I was missing. Over the past few months, it just really was. And it sort of made me have this resolve in my space because I'm comfortable with traveling. I know that some people aren't, and I completely and totally respect that. I just want everyone to respect that I am. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I'm going to continue to do with my family because it is those things that I've missed so much. And those moments. And yes, they do happen at home. And I have meaningful moments with my family at home all the time.
I've had too many meaningful moments with my family since March. In this
right?
House.
Right? Yes. But it's those moments when you're away from your everyday stuff that I think you just carry those with you. They hold such a special place in your heart. So anyways, it was great to be there. I, more than ever before, when I go there and come back, I feel like I got pixie dusted and I have, you know, this renewed sense of like, okay, this is what my purpose is. And we're out there trying to have people have more spectacular vacations. So I get to do that in the podcast too. So it's an awesome thing.
I know we're so, I mean, again, it is the season of Thanksgiving. You know, tomorrow we sit down and, you know, whether it's, you know, just one other person at the table this year with you, whether you have, you know, 7-8 people in your household and you're having a great, you know, you're having the traditional feast and you go around and you know, talk about, you know, what you're thankful for, the fact that, you know, you're listening to a Disney podcast. You know, I look at it this way, you know, and I've been talking with a lot of guests here at the Magic for Less over the past couple of weeks, you know, just the fact that even if it's a trip delayed in 2020 or a trip that had to be reworked and, you know, maybe you wanted to stay at Riverside and now you're staying at, you know, Coronado, what a sacrifice, you know, or something like that. You know, the thing is 2020's dealt us blow after blow after blow. But when you boil it down, you can still probably find just, you know, countless things to still be thankful for, you know, in this year. And I think like you mentioned it, you know, when we sat down at Thanksgiving 2019, if you would have said, man, next time you go to Walt Disney World, you're gonna have to wear a mask. You're gonna, you know, capacity is going to be limited. You know, 10 of the hotels are not going to be an option. That would have sounded like a big bummer. But, you know, looking back from where, you know, where we've come from since March, you know, we're trending in the right direction. And I think that in itself is an opportunity to be thankful as we sit down here at the end of November.
Yeah, I agree. There's so many reasons to be thankful, and I hope every one of our listeners can find it out there. I know that this year has been a struggle for so many people, and just find a way to express that gratitude. I think even on days when you don't feel like being thankful, if you can find a way to do it anyways, it pulls your day up from that point. I mean, it just turns it around completely. Just being grateful for something, it's really hard to stay, you know, to not be in a great mood when you can find something to be grateful for.
Right. So. And I just got to say real quick, and then we'll jump into the questions. I know that's why you're here. But, You know, I'm eternally grateful for our listeners. You know, we've been doing the show. It'll be 13 years in March. You know, we get to get together three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you know, and just talk about the good stuff in life. But of course, 2020 has been a huge challenging year for somebody that we're, you know, I know, and there's a lot of folks. I mean, you know, when you work in the travel industry, this could not have been foreseen, you know, a year ago. But I will tell you what, our community has rallied. They've helped with the Patreon. I mean, that's really carrying the podcast, covering the bills there. You know, a lot of folks are still traveling. I'm thankful for that. If you can't travel because you're not comfortable, I get that. We're totally cool. And the thing is, even the folks that are not comfortable traveling that are my guests that have been guests for the last decade, you know, it's just the kind words, you know, even though they might have to cancel or reschedule a trip for later in 2021, it's always been, you know, I'm sorry that I'm doing this. And, you know, the thing is, it's you don't have to be sorry. You didn't ask for these circumstances. But I will say, and I just want to put this out there, that it warms my heart that everybody, even if they have to cancel or delay a trip or rework things, I mean, to a person, that my guests over at the Magic for Less have been like, I'm sorry that this is happening, you know, as a travel agent, understand, wish there was a better... I just want to thank you for thinking of us, even if you can't travel right now. I get it. But it's just the kindness of folks throughout this year that they're thinking about others. You know, and I think that is the greatest thing, is that people have considered, you know, myself, my two daughters, my wife. And, you know, I know that it sounds really sappy, but that means the world to me. Even if you got canceled, I understand, you know, but just the fact that folks have reached out and said, I'm sorry that I have to do this. I mean, that means, you know, it's no fault of you, you know, and it's just like, it warms my heart that you care enough to say that. So I just want to put that out there here the day before Thanksgiving.
I agree. And that's a good thought. We're lucky to have such a great community here that rallies around our crazy podcast.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy. Yeah, and real quick too, again, questions 10 minutes in. We got the Christmas card exchange, the holiday card exchange. We got the ornament exchange going on, so check the Facebook page for that. And of course, we're under 2 weeks from, we're going to be down at Give Kids the World Village Saturday day. 6 hours. We're going to be 2 to 8, December 5th at the Village. We're going to have the auction going on, so please bid on the items. You got an opportunity to get some amazing experiences, items donated. That's going to be going live around the beginning of December. So just details coming very soon on all the social media outlets. But a lot going on with the podcast. I mean, you can decorate your tree and get all the Christmas cards. You can, you know, get cool stuff in the auction. You can help out the folks at Give Kids the World. We'll be taking you around, showing you the lights and all that stuff. Let's hop into the questions. That's why you're here. So first question of the day, I had this one pulled up from the inbox. Let's get to this one. It's from Michelle. She says, brand new listener here from Washington State. Love that. Found the podcast a few weeks ago, and it's been a great addition to my commute every day. Thanks for keeping the magic alive during this whirlwind of a year. My question is related to a trip I have planned in early April. I have resort reservations and park tickets, but when should I start planning the details? Obviously, there are a lot of unknowns, and many things aren't even available until 60 days out. But the park reservation system is available to me now, as is the option to upgrade to Park Hopper tickets. Is it worth picking my park days now, knowing April could be busy? Or do I just hold tight and wait for more information? If it makes a difference, it's two adults. We're staying at Caribbean Beach. I try to go about once a year, every other year, and my boyfriend hasn't been since he was a kid. Thanks for any advice. Patience is a virtue I'm struggling with right now because I'm so eager to plan all the fun stuff. I get that. Take care and stay safe, Michelle. So, you know, we've had so many great listeners that have been with us for this whole journey, right, since 2008. Yeah. But it's so awesome to hear folks like Michelle that have just found us. I mean, up in Washington State, opposite Walt Disney World in our country. But, okay, dude, she wants the plan. At least get the theme. She's making me nervous, dude. I hope make those theme park reservations. What does it hurt? Do it now.
Agreed. There's no downside to making the park reservations right now, because the great news is you can always change those based on availability. So go ahead and get sort of a baseline plan of where you will be. This is advice we typically have, whether you have to make theme park reservations or not have to make theme park reservations. Even way before theme park reservations were a thing, we suggested, let's come up with an outline of a plan, at least where you think you're going to go. Mm-hmm. And guess what? If at the last minute, let's say the last minute is you're getting on a bus to go to the park you're scheduled to go to that day, and you're like, oh, I don't think I want to go there. I think I want to go to this next one. You can cancel those park days and make reservations at another park on the handy dandy My Disney Experience app, of course, based on availability. But you can see that calendar before you even make the change, so you'll know whether there is availability or not. So go ahead and do that. And the reason why is that makes things like planning dining and planning other things sort of fall into place a little easier. You can think, well, I'm going to be at the Magic Kingdom today, and then after the Magic Kingdom's closed, I want to go have dinner on the monorail line, and I'm going to do that before I head back to my resort. Things like that will happen. But don't feel pressure to make more plans than you're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. If after you make park reservations, you're like, you know what, I'm a fly by the seat of my pants kind of person, I'm just going to whatever, then,
That's me.
Then just do that. We'll have suggestions for that as well. But yeah, go ahead and make those park reservations. It's important.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I booked some folks for December 18th to the 24th today, and I said, make reservations. Ideally, hopefully we won't even need them by then. But I mean, there's no negative to making them. So make them immediately. And this is also just an insider tip. Why you hang tickets on, don't get a room only if you don't have tickets right now. Get a package with tickets, and then later on down the line, if something happens, you can always make it a basic package, no tickets. But at least you get your theme park reservations now. So
100%. That has got to be our tip for 2021. Do not buy tickets outside of your package. Purchase them as part of your package. And the reason being is that we had a lot of guests who purchased tickets, and then their trip was canceled. And Disney is not refunding tickets, because once you purchase them, they are non-refundable. Of course, if you book a package that includes tickets, if you have to cancel, the whole thing cancels, and that includes your tickets, and you will get all the money you paid back.
Correct. Okay, so Celia in our live chat's got a question. Thanks for being here with us. We record usually on Mondays around 5:45 Eastern, if the internet cooperates.
She says,
if one were to hypothetically be in the Magic Kingdom right now, I'm wondering if she is, and I'm betting she is, what is the best quick service dinner choice or favorite nearby resort option with outdoor dining? Asking for a friend. Love it. She's not there. She must be supposed to be on the clock or something. This sounds awful, kind of shady. Like, well, I don't know. You're the Magic Kingdom. I'm not mad at you.
We can text her in secret.
it's making me nervous. It's for real. Okay, so she wants to eat outside. She's at the Magic Kingdom, wants to grab dinner. Okay. Oh, and I did see this, Pam. Check this out. Now, this is December 17th. Tomorrowland Terrace reopens, but did you see what their menu is?
What?
It's the Columbia Harbor House menu. It's got the
lobster roll. Oh, there you go. The lighthouse sandwich.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's got that. It's got the lobster roll. It's got the fried shrimp and the chicken and the fries and stuff. That's all I care about. I never got that. I go for the lobster roll. But yeah, that's going to be December 17th. Of course, I'll miss that because I won't be there then. But yeah, that's good news. It's not helping her out at all right now because it's not December 17th. So go ahead. Where can she eat? Either at the Magic Kingdom or just hop the monorail and go get something outside quick service.
So most of the quick service locations are going to have an outdoor seating area, albeit some are a bit bigger than others. But Pecos Bill does, Cosmic Ray does, Pinocchio's has a small one as well. So those are possibilities. But honestly, depending on when the park's going to close and if it's going to close anytime in the next hour or so, I would wait until I'm done with the parks and maybe head over to one of the quick service locations. Either at on the monorail, you can do the monorail resorts. You can go to Gasparilla over there at the Grand Floridian. You can go to Contempo Cafe at the Contemporary, or you can also go to Captain Cook's at the Polynesian. Or another place I may consider going is Disney Springs, because they have far superior quick service locations. You have Earl of Sandwich, you have Polite Pig, you have Deluxe Burger. You have Morimoto's Street Food. I mean, there's just so many different things from which to choose there that may be the place that you go. And because it is a Monday evening, you probably will not see super high crowds there. So it's a great night to explore, maybe do a little shopping, and then you'll have bus transportation right back to your resort. So
that's
your call.
That's what they say in Top Gun, in that bar scene. It's a... Did the dog? Yeah, the dog just walked behind me and said, "I saw something moving behind me in the shot." That was kind of crazy. No, but what did Maverick say to Goose? It was a high target environment or something. That's what Disney Springs is at dinner time.
For sure, it is. It truly, truly is. But there's so much shopping, and dang, if you don't go into the Christmas shop and buy something, there's something wrong with you, especially at this time of year. Like I went in for one thing. I knew what I wanted, right? No.
I know. It's
no. Dude. So the whole huge bag that comes home with me.
Speaking of that, my mother-in-law, God, I hope she's not listening. My mother-in-law just dropped, because Mallory calls her grandma. Obviously, it's her grandma. She dropped off like vegetables and stuff. She's done this every year for us. You know, she goes to the grocery store, gets all the like, you know, corn and green beans and stuff. And so she dropped that off. But in the bag, there was a thing of ornaments, like Mickey ornaments that she got, I think, at Hallmark. And they're so cute. Like there's like 8 ornaments. They're Mickey shaped, like, you know, spheres. But they have 2020 on them. And the first thing I thought was, dude, I wonder if these things were 70% off. Because, you know, like everything at Walt Disney World, like you're giving 2020 stuff away. And I'm like, do I dare hang these on my tree? But I'm like, I will, because it's my mother-in-law. She's sweet. But yeah.
Right.
I'm so programmed. I'm like, dude, those are probably 70% off.
Well, you can get your ornaments at the Christmas store personalized too. So go ahead and get that roll of paper towels or toilet paper on there. Do it. Put 2020 in there.
That's a good point. Get the toilet paper on there. Okay, so Bob in the live chat just wants a reminder about Columbia, the outerwear company, now has a Mandalorian line, and he's got the link in our Facebook chat. Yes. Mando coming to keep you warm, I guess.
Okay. I love that.
I do. Okay, so, and I have spoken. Sarah says, hello, Mike and Pam. I'm from North Carolina. Oh, wait, she arrives in 1 week. That is not, I hit the wrong button. It's actually, I hit the wrong button. Where am I looking? Oh, it's Angie that's got the question. But hey, hi North Carolina to Sarah. Sorry about that. And hey, Angie's asking, is it crazy to try to go between Christmas and New Year's last minute? I think if you're going to do it,
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
And it doesn't take much to be the most wonderful time of 2020. I'm just saying, you know, January was, and this is probably the year to do it last minute, if any year was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what? There's still availability at so many of the parks. In fact, they added additional availability. I heard they moved some things around. So I think it's a great time to try to plan that last minute trip. And other years leading up to this, maybe your only choice would be like a suite at the Grand Floridian and or the Little Mermaid room without a discount. But I think you have a few more choices probably this year. Not a ton. Because not all the resorts are open. But if you have the opportunity to stay at Grand Destino or at one of the other, you know, many open resorts, give it a shot, because they're decorating for Christmas down there. The resorts are all done.
Yes.
The trees are up and they look spectacular. And if this is the year that you want to leave some decorating to Disney, I give you permission. You can do it.
Well, some people start decorating like September. I'm just saying, like, some people are already taking their trees down because, like, they've been up so long. This year's so messed up. Who knows? It's so great. No, but I would, this year, with the capacity limits, you know, like, this is the year. And, you know, we all need a little Christmas right this very minute. So go down. Have fun. Okay, let's see here. Let me ask you this one, because we've done weird stuff like this. Okay, Max, one of our great agents at the Magic for Less in the chat. Best Thanksgiving-esque dinner at Walt Disney World. And here's the funny thing. So we've done weird things on holidays. Like on the 4th of July, we've eaten at San Angel Inn. We've eaten at Le Chefs de France twice. I can remember at least twice with you.
Yes.
Like for some reason on these. This
we
very,
all ate French onion soup.
Yes, exactly. Like on this very American holiday, we're either eating Mexican or French food. You know, so I mean, I don't know. No, I'm going to go with kind of American, but not like the traditional. I'm going to say Whispering Canyon, because Wilderness Lodge has got that, you know, you're getting into Christmas, it's decorated, and, you know, it's like, it's meaty. And I mean, Americans are meaty, right? I mean, even though it's not turkey, it's a skillet.
Well, plus it's all you care to enjoy. That's so American, you can eat until you fall asleep on one of the couches in the lobby.
Yes, yeah, so you can wear sweatpants over and nobody will care. Yes, that's what I, so what would you say? I'm going to go with Whispering Canyon.
That is an interesting one, really and truly. The odd choice, of course, is Liberty Tree, because they serve Thanksgiving all year round. But I'm going to go with something different, too. And I'm going to say, why don't you head over and do a little homecoming, because
it's kind of
in the same vein, right? It's like you can get macaroni and cheese and collard greens. And I think that those are some foods that are traditionally served, you know, on Thanksgiving and every holiday in the South, right?
Yeah, at least those are on Nick Saban's Thanksgiving table, for sure.
Right?
And pretty sure Ed Ogeron, too, the LSU coach.
I think that if there's an excuse to celebrate in the South, you bring collard greens and mac and cheese to it.
Hey, man, bring it on.
Fried chicken, there's some biscuits. I think that that would be kind of a good one to go to, too.
Amen. Okay, yeah, and I got to say, okay, another guest story real quick. Veronica, she's down there, one of my guests at the Magic for Less, celebrating her. Is she still there? Is this airing? Celebrating her honeymoon, so congratulations. And aww, this past weekend, she had a homecoming, ADR, and not for brunch, but for dinner that day. And she just kept emailing me throughout the day, like asking, okay, advice. I got deviled eggs. Okay, I got to get the chicken and the donuts, right? I'm like, yes. I'm like, stop emailing me because you're killing me because I'm eating a turkey. At the point, she emailed me like at breakfast, I was having a Pop-Tart. I'm like, okay, that's terrible. And then she emailed me at lunch. I'm like, I'm having a turkey sandwich, so stop. And then she sent me pictures. I'm like, oh, I hate you. I got to block you.
So what did she get? Did she get the chicken and donuts?
She did. She did. And the deviled eggs and all that. And I said, get the homecoming pie or cake. And yeah, I think she was fine.
Yeah.
This is an interesting email. Not a question, but I got this one just today. Scott and I and Ricky were having a debate last week about the new Rise of Resistance boarding group booking procedure from your hotel. And we got into this conversation about, I wonder if there's a geofence. Like they say you can do it from your hotel room, right? But if you're a local, you can also do it from your house. But then we started having this conversation of, where do you think that geofence extends to? Like, is there a geofence or not? Because at 7 a.m. you can make a reservation. So we got an email today from Stephanie. She's from upstate South Carolina. Okay, so we're wondering, like, you got to be in Orlando? Do you got, you know, Florida? What is it? She got group number 2 for Rise of the Resistance from upstate North Carolina on this past Tuesday. So,
wow.
Now, she said she canceled immediately because obviously she wasn't going to be there by group number 2. Right. And so she hoped somebody in the 2 o'clock, reboard, the in-park group was surprised because they had availability. But she said she was just experimenting because she heard the show and she did get it from South Carolina. Group number 2.
There is no geofence, I will tell you that.
I just thought there might be. The way they worded it, I was wondering if there was, but that'd be a difficult thing to do.
I know. But no, there is not. So you do have to be signed in to the My Disney Experience account, but no geofence.
All righty. Thomas has it. One of my great friends over at the Magic for Less. Hey, guys. Happy early birthday, Mike. Well, thank you. Quick question. We're having to reschedule our 2021 trip in April. We are having to move it up. Typically, is the week following President's Day weekend still busy or does it die down? Thanks in advance, Thomas, in the live chat. So what do you think for, you know, we're talking, the good thing is about this year is that the weekend after President's Day is typically Princess Half Marathon weekend. So what happens is you have the people leaving from the President's Day weekend, which that weekend is busy. I mean, no doubt. Mm-hmm. That and Martin Luther King weekend are always busy. You'll see it on social media. But people start leaving by Monday night, Tuesday, it starts dying down. But what happens in a traditional year is folks start coming in on like Thursday for Princess weekend. You're not going to have that this year. So this might be the year to go after President's Day.
I agree. And I think, too, the one thing you have to do is you always need to travel when you're able to. So if that's the week that works for you because kids are off school and whatever, there are always techniques that you can use. And even though it will be busier than normal, there's still going to be plenty of things you'll get done. You'll get to do, use some of the techniques that we talk about here, and you'll be fine, really and truly. Just go in. I think it's all about managing your expectations. And we talk about that a lot on the podcast. And one of them, you know, one of the things we have to manage expectations about is Rise of the Resistance right now, because it is such a challenge to get on. And I don't know that that will change. I really don't. There are capacity limits in place. And this attraction is not going to get any less busy, really and truly. It's a spectacular attraction. And having the opportunity to do it is great. But it's about managing expectations. There's no one thing that's going to make or break your vacation. Cross it out. There is one. Ready?
Attitude.
Yes. It's attitude. That's going to be the one thing. And the good news is you can always control your attitude. So you'll have a great time.
The one sign I always had hanging in my classroom, attitude is the most important factor in success.
100%. I agree.
Hung in front of my classroom every day I taught for 17 years. Because I truly believe that about everything in life.
100%.
If you think you can or you can't, you're right. That's what I say. Anyway, okay, Sean's got a question. He's tuned in live on YouTube, and Betsy's over on YouTube. We got a lot of folks on YouTube today. He says, heading to the parks in mid-January, do you think Walt Disney World will be busier than normal due to the COVID cancellations pushing people back? because a lot of, I guess he's saying, because a lot of people that were scheduled for 2020 are pushing into 2021. I would say, you know, mid-January is probably going to be, I mean, it's traditionally the one of the slowest times at Walt Disney World. And I don't see any difference this. I mean, this year it's going to be one of the slower times of 2021, I would guess.
Still. Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
I would too. And they still have the capacity limits in place. And they still have social distancing or physical distancing at Walt Disney World. They're actually calling it physical distancing.
Right.
Using that terminology because we're saying physically distanced. I've seen the pictures on social media too. Don't let those deter you. Most of the time, you know, if I want to frame a picture in a negative light, I can probably get that picture, right? If my goal going into it is to be salacious and to get the most people to click on my website, yeah. I can take a picture and think of a headline to do that. Dang it.
So for real.
Don't let things like that deter you, because at the end of the day, you'll still see that the wait times are lower. And there's still lots of good stuff happening there. So
Sarah's got a great question too in the live chat. This is one that I am trying to think of right now because I read it about 5 minutes ago. What is the one must-see holiday thing at Walt Disney World in 2020 that's available? We have never been this time of the year. So if you had to boil it down to one holiday thing. So this year, you know, we have a lot of the same stuff. You know, we're missing like the gingerbread house.
Yes.
You know, there are a few things missing here and there, but for the most part, we have the, you know, the traditional trees. We don't have some of the events like candlelight processional and so forth, the Christmas party. But, you know, what I'm excited, here's what I will say. Okay, so here's what I will say, and I'm saying it first because I think you might take this one. Here's where 2020 is kind of singing a little bit. You know, you got to look for like the, you know, the small gifts that the universe is bestowing upon us. And
yes.
I will say that in a normal year, you don't get to see the floats from the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party pre-Christmas, unless you have a hard ticket, right? You got to pay the extra. Now, after Christmas, they bring them out, you know, and you get to see that during that crazy, you know, not crazy, but the fun week between Christmas and New Year's. But this year with the, you know, with the character cavalcades, the mini parades, the flybys, you know, they are busting out some of those floats. So you can see those on a regular Magic Kingdom day pre-Christmas. So I will say that's one of the things not to miss. Go to the Magic Kingdom and take that. Of course, you got everything else to take in, but you'll get to see those and not have to invest a lot of time either at the same time.
And you get to see Santa.
Yeah, the big man, I'm saying.
He was there. I saw him several times.
I know him. Yes.
I know him. So anyways, I was just like, oh, man, I hardly ever get this close to Santa. So, and he waved to me and he said to me, it's very nice to see you here.
Pam.
Yes. Right. So anyways, I agree. I think what Mike said is absolutely great. But the other thing I would not miss is the lighting up of that castle at night. Man, does that castle look great. And I know that everyone loved the icicle lights and that. But I will say there's something about this. And one of the things that I really love about this is when they do the icicle lights, you typically can't get that close to the castle. There's usually shows that are going on, so you can't walk through it. Not with this. You can walk right up to the castle. Ready? Here, I'm going to show for our YouTube people and get... Oh, shoot.
Got a glare. We got a glare.
I know. We'll
have to
post
it on the socials. I'll have to look
at it. So bad. Okay, YouTubers, this is not working. But anyways, you get to get that close to it. And you can stand underneath the castle and get that close and get these spectacular photos of the castle. It just is so cool.
Eight nights, and I'm getting that shot. I cannot wait.
I know. And I was standing right there at it. So make sure, basically what's happening is there are four different lit up versions of the castle that you'll be able to see. And of course, you're going to want to get that middle shot right on, right? But then you're going to want to run over to the bridge that leads to Liberty Square and get the reflection of the water.
Yes.
And then you're...
You're going to want to go
up and around and get close to it, too. So it's so much fun to be there. It feels like Christmas. It really, truly, truly does. So.
I'm so ready. I got to pack my bags. Okay, Betsy is in the live chat. She's another one of my great guests over at the Magic for Less. Hey, Mike and Pam. My family and I will be at the Magic Kingdom on December 21st. We made a lunch and dinner reservation for Be Our Guest. There was a It just says o'clock. So let's just say 1. I don't know. 12. Okay. Who knows? And a 6 o'clock available. Is Beast appearing at all now? And she says, hang on. She says YouTube hit a limit here. We're staying at Yacht Club, so I thought a midday pool break would be awesome. And the Magic Kingdom is open until 10 that night. I'm a super Beauty and the Beast fan. See, that's how we got her with the name of our show. See, we're
right? That's how you found us.
That's how we got Betsy. And she's also one of our healthcare workers. So shout out and thank you for all you're doing. We appreciate all of you guys, sure. Especially this year. Okay, so basically, I guess she's, I don't know, she's going to get there twice. Hey, whatever floats your boat. You know, that's awesome. You might get, that's just cool. Like, you're going to own the castle for the day. But is Beast around? What's he doing? I haven't heard.
I don't believe that the Beast is showing up there right now. They could always, of course, add him back in at a later date, but I don't believe he's there. But if you're a Beauty and the Beast fan, you are going to appreciate Be Our Guest either way, because you'll be able to eat in the ballroom or go over and visit the music box room or even the West Wing. Where there's some thunder and lightning and other things there too. So I think you'll appreciate that too. And just having the pictures. The other great thing about the ballroom is in the back, it's always Christmas in the back, right?
That's
because
true.
Snowing. Yeah, it is. So it's a really cool thing. But I think, yeah, it might be a great spot. If you're planning on going and taking a break, maybe going ahead and sticking with that dinner reservation would be awesome, because then you'd be in the Magic Kingdom and you'd still be there when they do the castle light up show that night. So,
all right. This is a fun comment here in the live chat from Krista. She says, I met the Magic for Less agent when I was flying out of MCO on Wednesday. I recognized the logo on her shirt and asked if she worked for the Magic for Less. She said she did. I always go, why? No, just kidding. I don't. Let's see. She says, she said she did. I told her I listened to the BOGP with Pam on it. She said Pam was supposed to be on our flight, but she changed her plans. I bet you stayed extra.
Cheers.
Anyway, I was this close to meeting the famous Pam. Your agent, Sue Dudkowski, I'm guessing, is so nice.
Yes.
And I got her card. So yay, you have a great travel agent.
That's hysterical. I did. So what had happened was Southwest, of course, I mean, in order to stay viable, had to make some changes to flights. So if you have a Southwest flight or any flight at this point, make sure you continue to check those flights, because I know that they're changing sometimes. And it went from a straight flight to a connecting flight. And the next day, my straight flight was still there. So we ended up just delaying another day, going back home a day later.
Yeah, what a shame. Yeah,
just I know, right? I was like, dang it. But yes, we were supposed to be on Sue's flight. And then we ended up taking the flight the next day. And Sue lives not that far from me in our area. So anyways, I'm glad you got to meet her. And what's funny is, Mike, this brings up, there were like 3 or 4 people who stopped me during this trip, and they had heard my voice from afar and came up and me and said, are you PM? And I'm always like, I am.
And they probably heard you say really and truly or whatever you say, like your catchphrase there that everybody loves.
I know, which I don't even know what it is.
I don't either. It's something and truly. All right. We got, let's see. I want to get to a couple more here because we are running a little long. Alfred's asking, because he's going to be down for Christmas and New Year's. Is there any place that rents Christmas decorations to decorate my room at the Riviera at the end of December? Now, I don't think there is a rental, but I mean, Amazon has cheap stuff and you can get it delivered to the hotel. I mean, if you want to hang up like a little, you can probably buy like a small Christmas tree or, you know, some garland or something, or some lights. You could probably get it delivered like total for like $20 to your room.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know of any place that rents Christmas decorations. I really don't, but I think that there's definitely, you could take a small tree. Like if you wanted to have a suitcase full of a small tree, I don't see why you couldn't do that. Or definitely have something like Walmart or Target, you know, Instacart it. I think you can Instacart more than, you know, just food. I think you can Instacart other things. So
that's true.
See about that.
Oh, 2 people, Alfred and Natalie, are saying that they have seen a Beast just walk through a BR guest. So they're distant. Kind of.
Oh, there you go. So,
yeah, it's good. I mean, it's his place, right? You gotta check it
out.
Okay, that's Bob's awesome. Asking about which park has the best Christmas music. Ah, God. Okay, that is not cool. Because that's I would, if you have me strapped down to a chair and you're poking me in the eye with like a pin or something, I would have to, I guess, say, oh God, so hard. Cause I love it. I love the background lips, studios, I guess. I just love the studios at Christmas.
It feels nostalgia. So retro, like yes. Big band-ish. And I love that music too, but there's also something about that Main Street Christmas music that I'm like, oh
yes. But I mean, also the Epcot's got an awesome Future World Christmas loop that is amazing, which I'll put.
And Disney Springs, I know, has a really cool mashup like Christmas loop. Like they take some classic songs and then they're remixed with some contemporary artists, and then they put in some versions of songs that I've never heard before. It's like a classic Christmas song, but it's sung in a completely new and different way that makes it so Disney Springs. So yeah,
thanks, yeah. Bob. You broke the podcast with that one.
I know. Do I have steam coming out? So.
All right. Last question from Ben. He's over in the UK, and I just wanted to sneak this one in. He says, do you see them relaxing the mask rules on children? We are going in September with a just turned 2-year-old and can't see her wearing a mask all day. It's hard enough getting her to keep a hat on in the United Kingdom. Children don't need to wear masks. Now, again, I do not. I know that's probably not the answer you want to hear, but it's a safety thing. Now, let's hope. I mean, the thing is, we've been talking over the past couple of weeks. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. It's a small pin light at this point. But we've heard, the Moderna, vaccine trials. And, at least we're getting positive news. Like, there is, we can see that, maybe in the spring things will start to turn the corner. I'm hoping, just like the guest I was talking with today that booked a December 2021 trip, make the theme park reservations. Like, right, that's how things are as of late November 2020. Those are the rules we have to play by now. Now, will you have to use those in December 2021? Maybe. Hopefully not, but maybe. I think the thing is, right now, just assume the masks will be in place. And then let's just see how the world changes over the next, 10, 11 months down the road.
I agree. I mean, with the vaccine, we have to continue to have the rollout of that vaccine to make it available. And we also have to see how other countries, deal with this as well. So I think it's just safe to assume that the mask thing will be in place still. And if that doesn't happen to be the case when you travel, then it'll be a happy circumstance at that point.
So. Right. I'm always one of those people that, I don't get my expectations up for the good news. And then when I get it, I'm like, yay, I keep my expectations, real level, but I get it. I mean, Ben, I totally understand where you're coming from. I can't even imagine trying to keep a mask on a kid. You're right. I mean, I couldn't even keep Mallory's shoes on. She always took those things off. Like, dude, I'd take her to McDonald's. Pam would be, back then when she was little, she was doing, she was like working late at school, and I'd run Mallory up to McDonald's, to grab like a little Happy Meal or something and let her play on the indoor playground. Remember when they had indoor playgrounds like 10 years ago? That's never going to happen again. But 5 minutes later, I couldn't find her shoe. Like, dude, you had, they're tied. Like, how'd you get this off? You know what I mean? A mask. I can't even imagine. So yeah, I get it.
But you don't see, I will say this. There's something about kids that when they get there and they know the rules in place and you have that conversation and do a little practicing at home, I rarely saw a child that was having an issue with it. There were way more adults that were struggling than there were children. So there's always that. The practicing at home, kind of helps too. And I also feel like too, I thought it was going to be more of an issue for me when I was there, when I was first there, especially when they first opened. I was really concerned about that. But I hate to say this because I did not think I'd be that person, but you do forget you're wearing it.
You do. Until you go take a drink and you're just like poking. Right. You're like, dude, I can't get my straw in my mouth. You take a cheeseburger, doesn't taste very good. Sure. I can't taste it. Well, you're good. It's not that. You have your mask on, Mike. It's that's not right. In your mouth. It's all down. Over your mask. Yes, exactly. All right. Well, that's going to do it. We'll be back again. Of course, tomorrow we have the replay of the call-in show, which was very interesting from this past Sunday night. And then Friday, we're going to get back together. Ricky's going to be here as well and talking some more Disney. So we're going to get you through this Thanksgiving weekend to lay on the couch or whatever you're doing, just have fun and getting ready for Christmas. Yes, we can officially do that now. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. You know where to find everything, themagicforless.com. I just want to take this opportunity to thank each and every one of my guests for the past year because you've been so absolutely kind, so absolutely patient, you know, and I know this year has been challenging. You know, it's challenging for us as an agency. It's challenging for guests and getting trips planned and rescheduling and canceling and rescheduling. And, you know, it's just, it really, you know, travel's been, you know, sort of a nightmare this past year, but it's turning around. But I just want to, you know, thank everybody for sticking with us, supporting our small business. It means a lot. And, you know, if I said thank you from now until Saturday, it wouldn't be enough thank you. So just thank you to all of our guests over at the Magic for Less for everything you do to support us. And just if you haven't given us a shot, give us a try in 2021. We can plan a great trip. I'm telling you, there's great deals for early 2021. These things are not going to come around. Once that vaccine hits and everybody can travel again, you're not going to see these rates. I'm just telling you. So get in. They're great deals. I don't want you to miss out. So check them out at themagicforless.com. Also, please, you do that holiday shopping. I guess it's Black November, Black Friday. I don't even know what it is this year. It's something. But if you're shopping online this weekend while you're sitting on the couch eating the leftovers, please take that one extra click. It's just one click. It's a free way to support the show. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And again, shout out to our patrons. You guys are awesome. Hope you're enjoying Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. Just kind of nostalgia stories from growing up here in Missouri. And I know it's not that, it's that you want to help keep the show going. And I truly appreciate that. So thanks to our patrons. If you would like to get on the Patreon, just visit patreon.com/BRGuestPodcast. Give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestMike and at BRGuestPod. And of course, subscribe to the show over on Facebook and YouTube. Just search for the BRGuestPodcast. All right, we're out of here. It's time to go eat some turkey and cranberries and stuffing and all that good stuff. Oh, I can't wait. I live for this. So we're going to be back again on Friday with Ricky joining us as well. So until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and happy Thanksgiving.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.